wholesale beef values found renewed traction on Tuesday. USDA expects fewer beef imports to the U.S. this year and near record high U.S. beef exports. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $114 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Colorado, at $113 to $114 in Nebraska, and at $112 to $113 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $178 to $180. Cattle futures closed mixed Tuesday. There is no cash direction, but lean hog futures continue to offer support, as does expanding open interest. Live cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents higher, except for an average of 62 cents lower in the front two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 39 cents lower to an average of 9 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.16 higher Tuesday afternoon at $226.93 a hundredweight. Select was 72 cents higher at $218.77. Corn futures closed from 1 to 4 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 3 cents higher through the front three contracts and then fractionally higher to a penny higher. I had results from just one trendable Tuesday auction available at press time. That's for Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, where steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher with 1,876 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mainly narrowly mixed Tuesday as investors awaited further direction from the Federal Reserve's policy meeting statement on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 127 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 11 points. Beef imports to the United States in January were 8.1% less than the previous year, driven by the least volume from Australia since 2005. Exportable beef supplies in Australia have become limited as more heifers and cows are held back for breeding and expanding the herd, explained analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service in the latest monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. Australia shipped 31 million pounds less beef to the U.S. year over year in January. Imports from Mexico for the month were 8.9 million pounds less year over year, the least for the month in 5 years. Overall, ERS reduced its forecast for U.S. beef imports for this year by 70 million pounds to 2.94 billion pounds due to less expected volume from Australia and New Zealand, as well as increased beef demand competition from Asia. On the other side of the trade ledger, ERS projects U.S. beef exports for this year to be 3.145 billion pounds, just less than the record level in 2018. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.